The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
2 Peter 3, verse 16. As also in his epistles, that's talking about Paul, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. Let's read from verse 15, so that you will understand it better. An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Wisdom has been given unto our teachers, and they teach from the wisdom that has been given to them, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own what? Destruction. Don't quarrel. Just be calm and let God help you out. So as I looked at the theme for this year's life campaign, I did not read English. But this time I see the article THE. I love definitions as a teacher. I love definitions. I say it all the time. I love to begin speaking from the theme. I love to define what I can see. Each time I see the article THE, it connotes to me that there is a particular one. It's not talking just generally. The true and the faithful witness. There might be other witnesses. That's how it occurs to me. There might be other witnesses. Eh? Like there are so many so-called religion or life. And I think their followers might call themselves, they are true to the doctrine. They are faithful to the doctrine. They are witnesses of the teachings, like, example, Buddha, Hinduism. But there is one. There is one that cannot be contested. So what that article, THE, before the true, is telling us this is the real thing. One is real. Some people could have witnesses. Yes, witnesses. Many witnesses. But this one belongs to us. This one, this true, the faithful witness is the original. Ganga. If you go to buy from our Igbo brethren, they will tell you this is original. Even when it's the fake, this is the original. You know, one thing I always want to ask them is, give me the fake. But this one, the original. So the things I'm going to be saying, they may not be high like PJ Son. Because I didn't feel like coming up after PJ. Are we listening to what I'm saying? There is a particular one, no ambiguity about it. This, the faithful and true, all others are just counterfeit. And may we not accept counterfeit as original. So no ambiguity about this. The focus is on this one, no other. And from what we have heard tonight, we make up our mind, I will not be drawn to another. I will not be drawn to partake of another. I remain with this one and only true and faithful witness. And I pattern my life after it. From the teachings we heard during the prayer meeting, I'll be bringing out, I don't have anything of mine, but I'll be bringing out what I perceived or what I believe I received. The three beings, like we have heard, they have this attribute, is their nature. It belongs to them. What we are looking at belongs to them. And they are drawing us to come and partake of it. They are the ones drawing us. Come and partake of our nature. This is our attribute. We are true. We are faithful. We are throwing it to you. Come, partake of it. It's our nature. They didn't get the true and the faithful witness just by what they were doing, but by what they are. And you too, you become this by whom you become, not just by what you are doing. And we've heard it. I think PJ still said it tonight. When I heard our father say, "You are not a witness because you preach," I said, "Who?" I hope we have heard it over and over now. You are not a witness because of what you preach. You are a witness because of the life you are living. Let's put it very simply. Because of the life you are living, because of the person you are portraying, what are you bringing out of you? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of what is in you, you are reeling out. What I become out of these people, these three beings, I must become like them. I jokingly remarked when I first saw this backdrop, you call it now, and I saw two of our brethren carrying whatever. One was carrying chair, and the other one, I can't remember. I said, "Are they among those on the white horse?" And Pime told me later, "I'm racing towards being one of them." Like PJ said, God is waiting. At my own level, let me define to us. PJ did a very good job defining who a witness is. But let me say it in other simpler ways. Maybe those who didn't get where PJ is, maybe you should come down to my level and let's look at it together. A witness is always focused. You have a focus. If you are a witness, you have a focus. If you are not focused, you cannot be a witness. Have you seen somebody that was called to the law court to come and stand and say, "Come and say what you have known or what you have seen"? And then the person is saying, "As I was going to Odoshida, I came to Odojomu, and I came and as I was going to Lipakala, I branched at Laje." You will just be asked to come out because you are not focused. A witness is always focused. And a witness has something to declare. You have something you want to affirm. What you have seen and what you have heard and what you have known, that is part of you. When I was praying for this message, I was thinking, what did Paul come in contact with? In kati Paul ugbe olagbara. From the road to Damascus till he was killed. Hey, we have not started. One of the incidences that happened to Paul, if it should happen to me or happen to you, will you still stand? I'm challenging us. Will you still stand? Witnesses, those whose life and action testifies to the worth of the life of those beings. Your life. Your life is not your life. Your life is not speaking about you. My life is not speaking about me. What they know me to be is not speaking about me. But it's speaking about the person that lives in me. My life is bringing out Christ, bringing out the Father, bringing out the attributes of God. My life in witnessing is not your words that are more important. Your character is more important. Your conduct is more important. Your conduct is more important. People hear what you say. There are sometimes what we say contradicts what we do. That's not it. So our life must testify to the worth of the life of the person we say we are serving. Hallelujah. There is one man in Pergamos, Antipas, Revelation 2:12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "This sincerity which had the sharp sword with two edges, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is." Can you see the scenario of that particular church? "And thou holdest fast my name." A witness will hold fast his name, the name of Christ. Even in those days, I want you to look at this. "Wherein Antipas, my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth." You know, it shocks me that in this revelation, Christ could refer to somebody as my faithful. He didn't say a faithful. My own. My faithful. So this man was judged to have attained to the highest level, like we've heard tonight. He became a faithful witness. The circumstances had led to his being killed, we don't know. But we know that of Stephen. What Stephen carried was too much. This Antipas held on, even in the midst of all the things that were going on around him. He said, "My faithful witness, he was killed among you where Satan dwells." That was a witness. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43. I think we read this passage. Let's add more to who a witness is. What does God expect of his witnesses? Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10. God was telling the Israelites, "Ye are my witnesses, saith who? Saith the Lord." Who will judge you as a witness? Your pastor? Mm-hmm. will judge you as a witness, your wife? He said, my faithful matter. He called Antipas his own. My faithful matter. And here he's saying, ye are my witnesses. Stand and declare me to the people. Stand and let people see me in you. Let's put it in layman's language. Stand when people are looking for where PJ started from. He said, we have, is it Christ or Jesus? You said, we have our daddy in the Lord here. We already have him. Who are you? Where you are? Ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servant. Witnesses are God's servants. He's not just the only one declaring them as servants. He's also saying they are his servants. Who are his servants? Ushers and you serve with your life. Your very life. What you do with your life, giving him your life, your worship to him, is what is the service. Hallelujah. Amen. Whom I have chosen. That's another thing to note here. Witnesses are what? Chosen. And I will say, witnesses are also called. Hallelujah. He called, he chose, how? That ye may know. You don't become the witness until you have done all this. You know and believe me. You can't be a witness to someone you did not believe. You can't be a witness witnessing somebody you do not believe in. And you cannot say you are witness to someone you don't know. Who is your pastor? Reverend Odubusi Olabode. Very good. Does he know you? I met one man like 3 weeks ago. He said, I've known you somewhere. I said, you, this man, leave me alone. And where you have known me? Just do basketball pole for my children. Let them be happy. He said, I know you. We'll talk and talk and talk. He will say, I know you. Hey, stay where you have known me now. He said, did you attend St. Louis? I said, I attended St. Louis. By the time we're going to compare years, I said, I finished 1973. He said, ha. It's not St. Louis. Maybe he felt... He met me in St. Louis where I taught. I didn't teach in St. Louis, Ondo. I taught in St. Louis, Akure. Eventually, he said, yes, I know you. He said, Holy Ghost Center. I said, yeah, you have caught me. Do you know I didn't know him? Will I say I didn't know you? Will I say I didn't know you? Abi, I will see Batishe Lekan, and I will say I didn't know him. PJ, Abi, my name is Omoy. You can't be a witness of somebody you don't know because you cannot grow into him. You cannot grow to become him. If you are here, Olabode is your pastor. Good. Pastor Lydia, Akaswe Alfred is my pastor. Does he know you? Does she know you? Pastor Dixon is my pastor. Show more. The same thing with us and God here. And believe me. And understand. These are the things that will happen in our lives and makes us to be a witness. It's not after you become a witness, then you now become a servant. You are chosen. You know.
You believe? No, no, no. You believe him and you understand him. You understand that I am he. I don't quickly rely on those who say they are believers. Where is your church? I'm going to redeem. Okay, sis, I've heard you. Let's put you here first. What is your church? I'm going somewhere here. I put you here. Show me who is in you. Waiting, you carry. By the time you start manifesting, I will know if you are witnessing my God, if you are witnessing my Father, if you are witnessing my Savior, the Christ. Because what you are going to witness must not be different. What you are going to avow, what you are going to declare, must not be different from the nature of these people. If you have carried their image, you carry their nature. I hope I'm not making you to sleep. Or else I'll just hand over the microphone to one of them. Hallelujah. So let's finish that verse. Therefore, ye are my witnesses. Can you see? Okay, that's verse 12 I'm reading. Before me, there is no God formed. It must be clear in you. If we are going to last in this race, if you are going to join these people, it must be so sure in you that you understand that there is only one true God. One. Some of you deceive yourself. Some people will say, Olorun kala Johnson. Hey! Mothers, and you will foolishly give them your daughter. Olorun kala Johnson. But when their own daughter is to marry your own son, they will say, liar! Hardly will you see a Muslim lady marrying a Christian. Foolish, foolish, foolish people. You don't know the God you are serving. When I see a lady that is married to a Muslim, wash out, Lele. You don't know your God. You don't understand your God. You are not carrying him. You don't have his nature. Because if you do, you know that it's an abomination. We are not serving the same God. Know him as God. How did he finish it? Let's all read it together. 1, 2, go. Before me, there is no God. No God formed. Neither shall there be after me. That's the God. That's him. That's the person we are raising to become. Not just any God. And I will say here, know your God and follow him. Hallelujah. Every witness have a person in view. In this case, our three beings are the ones that we have in view. What you witness must agree with the character that you carry. Must agree with the character and nature of the person you are witnessing. In this team, the invisible God is to be made manifest. Some of the things I am reading out, they are the from the preachings of our Father during the prayer meeting. In this team, the invisible God is to be made manifest to us. He is to be made manifest to us. And only Jesus the Christ does it. All what I've been saying, you cannot get it on your own. You go through Jesus. There's a way to go. And the beginning is, you must be born again. That's the beginning. You can't jump. If you are not understanding what is going on here, you need to be born again. The initial giving your life to Christ. Let me give you my testimony. Funny one. When I newly got born again, I didn't understand what was going on. And there was this particular sister in fellowship in those days. She was always, she irritates me. Do you know why I was irritated? I had not grown. I was not following. So every manifestation of the Spirit through her was annoying to the one I was still carrying. But when I shedded a little bit of these stupid things and weights I carried, I fell in love with her. Are we listening to me? If you don't like Pastor Alfred, go and pray. You don't like Pastor Dixon, go and pray. The prayer of Pastor Shagun annoys you is because you have not grown. Your understanding of who God is still low. What changed that sister? She did not change now. I changed. I grew. My eyes got opened. My heart got cleansed. I had a deeper knowledge. I had a better understanding. She became my friend. I could see her the way she is. A child of God. Beautiful within and without. I was the dirty one. Hallelujah. So if you find yourself at crossroads with your brethren, before you point accusing fingers at them, look at yourself first. Are you carrying the same person? How are you to Jesus the Christ? I said, the beginning is for you to be born again. If you are here, you are not born again. You may not understand what we are saying. That was what took me to my testimony. If you are here, you are not born again, and you are not spirit-filled, it might be difficult for you to enter into what we are saying and to be at the same level with us. We are not all at the same level, but at least there is a level at which you can flow with us. There's a level at which you can flow with us. If it's like, it's the reason some people come and they go. They can't wait. Be born again and be thoroughly born again. Don't deceive yourself. Meet any of the pastors. I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because he is the one that will be the instrument to take you to Christ. From Christ, he will take you to understand who the Father is. And you are moving on, progressing to understand who God is. And as you are going from step to step, all those jaga-jaga in you, they will be dropping. As you keep hearing, they will be dropping. When you stop hearing, you will go back to carry what you were carrying before. Christianity is progressive. Racing to become the true and the faithful witness is progressive. It's not one day's job. Don't be afraid. Don't want to be like me, because you don't know where I'm coming from. You want to be like mama. Don't be like me, Hallelujah. So tell somebody, grow up. Grow up. Because Christ is the one that is taking you. And the Holy Ghost is the instrument he's going to use. Let's see Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. When John received this revelation, he was told, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Some of us don't write. Write the things which thou hast seen. What have you written since we started this meeting? Your brain is sharp. This is not the first time I'm saying it. Write. Hallelujah. Why is he saying write? So that it could be passed on. So that people like us, if John had not written, where would we see what we are reading now? My fair pastor. He said, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Because many, many, many generations are still coming that we read hereafter. Let me tell you one funny thing that happens to me when I'm writing, when I'm jotting, and maybe I'm too lazy. It will be like, you better write properly. Because your grandchildren coming to get this jot out. Me, I don't know. There are times I just come back. I don't try to throw it away. I just change my jotter. Write these things and keep them. Am I the one that put right? Am I the one that said right?
Thank you, Jesus. Take instructions. Take heed to instructions. They guide you on your way. They take you farther than you can imagine. Pay attention to instructions. Instructions from a mother is helpful in uncommon days. Pay attention. Pay attention. Don't be bored with the instructions. They wash you. They keep your feet in the way. They take away uncommon ease. Yea, unnecessary ease that makes your soul suffer. Yea, even as you ascend Zion. Pay attention. Pay attention. Take heed to instruction. They make you. They make you. Instructions. Instructions, instructions, pay attention, pay attention. Don't exempt yourself. Don't commonize instructions. They are the things that make sons. They are the things that make sons. When mothers speak, they do not sound like fathers. They come with instructions. Pay attention, pay attention. Take to heart, take to heart. The things that are being said, take to heart. Don't commonize them. They will help you. They will help you. They will help you. Yea, even also write. Take your jottings. You won't always be high in the spirit. But they will help you. They will help you navigate on common paths. Write down the instructions of the Spirit. The things that are being said to you are not from your realm, so write them down. Pen them down. They can escape. The devil can pick them up. But when you write them, you can go back to them. It's a generation that has lost the sense of documentary. Document them. Document them. Document them. They mark your voyage. They mark the signs of your journey. They mark the signs, they are hallmark of your transition from phase to phase. Don't be ashamed of where you are, or else you will not go further. You will not arrive where you ought to be. Pay attention to these instructions. Don't make them light. I am the one speaking to you, says Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see the encounters of Paul. Acts 22:24. This was the message that God sent Paul, after he became blind, I was praying to be a witness, to set on the journey. Our eyes must be cleansed. Our eyes must be healed. In that verse 14, Ananias came and he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen thee." Can we see choosing again? "That thou shouldest know his will." These were the things that set Saul, that became Paul, on the path to become a witness. Know his will. See the just one. Hear the voice of his mouth. The next verse. "For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of all thou hast seen and heard." Please go to 14 again. "And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee." You are a chosen one. "That thou shouldest know his will." Don't beat about the bush in your life. Some of us are very scattered. Don't be scattered. Be focused. Know his will. And see that just one. A witness must have eyes that are cleansed. Pastor Favor was ministering about seeing. You must see the just one. You cannot be a witness of the person you have not seen. And shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. Because these are the things that will guide you and protect you. And propel you. Not just protect, propel you. Give me 15 again. "For thou shalt be his witness unto how many? All men of what thou hast seen and heard." So it is what he was given that he's going to download to other people. Give me chapter 26, verse 16. Jesus told him, "But rise, stand upon thy feet." So many of us are crippled. In the realm of the spirit, we are crippled. Some of us are crippled in our emotions. Some of us are crippled in our minds. But he said, "But rise." If you are going to be a witness, you cannot be crippled. You must stand upon your feet. Take your walk. "But for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness." Reverend, this is it. A minister and a witness. Not all preachers are witnesses. If you were doubting it before, at least you can see this one. I hope I am correct too. You will come up. Many ministers are still coming. They will do justice. "Both of these things which thou hast what? Seen. And of those things in the which I will appear unto thee." A witness must continue to see. A witness cannot be blind. He said, "That which I will appear unto thee." Let me see. See 17. What's in 17? "Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee." It's not going to be easy. Paul talked and said, "All what I am going through, even in the hand of false brethren." Are we listening to me? "The care of the brethren, and also false brethren." When you start moving towards becoming the true and faithful witness, it's not everybody that will applaud you. Not everybody will like your step, your going up. Not only Gentiles, even people in the same church. I want us to see the confidence of Jesus Christ before Pilate. Give me 1 Timothy 6:13. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. If you go and read that account, he didn't speak much. Let's go to John 18:34. Jesus answered him, say thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? A witness is always confident. That's what I want to bring out. Very, very confident. And verse 36. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here. Egbawa. You must be sure of where you are going and where you are coming from. A witness. Be sure of where you are going and where you are coming from. You could hear Jesus here. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants will fight. He was a witness. So he could talk freely. Hallelujah. Let me see 37. From 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, said, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. You must know whom you are. You must know where you are. There's no ambiguity about you. No beating about the bush. A witness should be sure of whom he is or she is. Are you from Eternal Life Embassy? Yes. Your pastor said this and this. I don't know. Who are you? You Christian self. You are always this. And you are saying, I don't know. Me, I'm not like that. Ha! Look at Jesus. Thou says that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. Jesus knew what he was doing. He knew why he came. He knew he was a witness. This is the person we want to follow. Amen. Why is it that you Christian sisters, you are just fine for nothing. You don't want to marry any other person that is not from your church. As for me, you are always saying me, who are you? They ask you this, me. They ask you that, me. Look at this person. Even though he's saying, almost saying the same, me. But what he's saying is a bearing witness of the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. To someone who could kill him, to someone who could set him free. A witness is fearless. Look at this one. Revelation chapter 19. All these ones are warriors. Everyone is carrying a sword. Hey, please. In that Revelation 19, it didn't say they were carrying sword, though. The most prominent thing about those who followed the true and faithful witness, Abby, was that they were in white linen. And verse 8 of that chapter said, is the righteousness of the saints. That's the most prominent thing. I didn't read it there that they carry sword. Revelation 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse 8 explained that one. That's the righteousness of the saints. The next verse. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with which he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. and he tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty. Their major garment. What was more prominent about them was what? Their righteousness. Look at them. Maybe we have the picture. How many of them carried sword? Those who carried sword were at the back. But these ones, they're right with God, the rightness of God. They are also true and faithful witnesses. But most prominent is what? Their righteousness. God bless you.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.